But up first in hour two this afternoon, we welcome to the program a native New Englander, singer, songwriter, former frontman of The Size. He has got a terrific new solo album out called Forevermore. We are so happy to be joined by the talented Robert LaRoche. Robert, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing today?
I am doing great, thank you, and loving this new album. I was telling you in the break there, I've been listening to it nonstop for about 4 days. This is just some great music that feels new, and yet is feels like a throwback to classic power pop music.
Oh, I sure appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening.
Well, I love it, and I love the fact that you also got together to work with a friend of our show, Oscar winner John DeNicola. How'd you guys get together?
I've known John 34 years. We met at the China Club in New York City way back when, in 1990, when you had mentioned The Size. And so, you know, John had a production company in those days, and he wound up signing The Size to his production company, and they in turn got us a deal with Virgin Records. Way back when.
And boy, The Size were so good. I was going back and listening to some of their music too, and you'll think about Soul, obviously, is the one that everybody remembers so well, but those songs too have that magic of taking you instantly back to the 90s, but also sounding as fresh today as they did then.
Wow, that's music to my ears. Thanks for saying such kind words. Those songs still hold up today. I don't listen to it that much anymore, but when I do hear it, it brings a smile to my face.
Although I understand you got some of the old bandmates to lend a hand in the making of Forevermore.
It's funny because Tommy Pluta is my best friend, and he's a co-founder of The Size. We started in 1982. Imagine, I was 18 years old. I was the oldest in the band. Tommy was 15, and he was the drummer in those days. And used to have to go to high school the next day with a, you know, mild hangover. And he wound up switching over to bass later years. But he's a multi-instrumentalist, so I had him play, I think, on six of the 10 songs on Forevermore. He played drums. Great drummer, great guitar player, great bass player. Can play anything.
Well, I want to listen to a little of the title track, if we can, and then talk about it. This is the title song from Robert LaRoche's great new album, Forevermore.
When your atmosphere turns cold and gray, 100 forms of fear, so you turn away. Honey, if you please, take me down real slow. Look upon the range at the fields below. You walk on like the queen you are, head held high above the stars. Slip not on the floor, seal your heart away forevermore. When your atmosphere turns cold and gray, 100 forms of fear, so you turn away. Honey, if you please, take me down real slow. Look upon the range of the fields below. You walk on like the queen you are.
That is Forevermore, the title cut from Robert LaRoche's new album. I understand that song is based on your parents' 70-year relationship?
It is, yeah. I mean, I you know, we knew my dad was ready to meet his maker, and that song just came on New Year's Eve, 2020. I had planned on going back. You know, I'd been living in Austin for a long time, and I planned on coming back to Massachusetts to see my dad. He was in the hospital, and you know, my older brother called me and asked me when my flight was. I told him it was in a few days, and he said, "Yeah, you better reschedule that flight. And so, you know, I flew back the next day, and it was New Year's Eve. I couldn't sleep, and that song just kind of fell out of the sky. You know, sometimes that happens, and those are the good ones.
Boy, it's such a good song, and the strings are so terrific on it. Who contributed the work there?
I've been working. David Perales is my longtime partner. He's a fantastic violinist, and you know, he's based in Austin. And then Brian Standifer is a brilliant cellist. His longtime cellist with Alejandro Escovedo, a musical hero of mine in Austin. So I know those cats for years, and I asked them if they wanted to be on the session. They did an amazing job. And John D. Nicola does the pump organ. You know, he's like the mad professor in his recording studio. He's got all kinds of really cool vintage instruments, and that is a pump organ from the 19th century on that track.
Wow. What is it about that Austin music scene that draws so many talented peoples from, regardless of genre, it seems to be a meeting place of talent?
It really is. I first went down there, you know, my other main gig is a lead guitar player and co-writer with Patricia Vaughn, and she's well-known in Austin and in Europe, toured Europe with her so many times, and we were based out of New York City back in the 90s, and the South by Southwest Music Festival was my first introduction to Austin. I guess that was in 99, and Patricia was a San Antonio native, and my first time down there, I said, hey, this is, love New York, love living in New York, but you know, as far as working a lot and, you know, doing a lot of shows, it just, it opened my eyes to a whole new experience being in Austin. You know, palm trees and 80 degrees wasn't the worst thing either.
I've been
down there for years now.
We're talking with Robert LaRoche. His new album is called Forevermore. You started playing professionally when you were, 15 years old? How did that happen? And who were the people you looked up to as a young player and writer?
Well, I'm the youngest of four. I was born in 63, and I have an older brother and two older sisters, and they were constantly playing vinyl, and the Everly Brothers were, I guess, my biggest influence. I loved the harmonies of the Everly Brothers and so many others. But, you know, early American rock and roll, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Eddie Cochran was kind of my launching pad. And, of course, the Beatles. And I was taking guitar lessons when I was 12 years old. My sister took me to Northampton, Massachusetts. I was born and raised in Holyoke, Mass., and was the next town over, and she took me on a couple of guitar lessons, and I kind of quit that after a while, and I said, well, I'm going to teach myself, and this was long before YouTube, and I'm lucky I had a good ear and would listen to the records, and, you know, I bought the guitar chord book, and, another 3 years I was getting paid to play guitar. You know, when I was 15, I started doing that. I kind of was hooked from there. I knew that was my only option to continue with music, and to this day, it's what I enjoy the most.
Let's listen to a little bit more. This might be my favorite track on the new album, Forevermore. Let's listen to a little bit of Burn That Kingdom. Great song. What's the story of the making of Burn That Kingdom, Robert?
That that's a true story. It's a breakup song. And it is, yeah, it's a sad little song, but there's some hope in there too, I suppose. But it's basically a breakup song, and just like all the other songs on the record, their true stories are autobiographical for the most part.
Even Temporary Virtue, because I love that one too.
I really like that one too. It's funny you mentioned that one. Yeah, that is. Yeah, you know, I've been around a while, and you get into relationships, of course, and yeah, sometimes they work, and even the ones that don't work, if you can manage to get a song or two about them, they still have value, you know.
Well, what I love so much about this album is the fact that the songs are. They're a throwback to what we used to get, the classic singer-songwriter music, that they're personal, they're powerful, they're deceptively simple, and yet they stick with you.
Man, that's awfully nice of you to say that. That makes me feel good. I was raised on that stuff, you know. I was raised on just good songs, what I would consider good songs, and my subjective opinion, you know, having been born in the early 60s. I was just what I was exposed to. And so it was like a sponge when I was a kid. I absorbed all of that. I shared a room with my brother, and he's got 9 years on me. So on Friday nights, he would go out and stack maybe 5 or 6 albums. He'd let me pick them out. He had a great record collection. I was hooked, absolutely hooked.
You're going to be doing some performances, first of all, in New York City on May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd. At the Hard Rock Cafe, August 3rd, Rancho Palos Verdes in California. And then you're going to be spending some time in Europe in the fall, it looks like.
This is all true. Yeah, this is what I have coming up in the rest of the year. It's always great to go back to New York. I was lived there for 10 years. So, in the California swing, there's more dates coming in every day for that. So that'll be, I haven't been out there in a while. And Europe, I've toured Europe 36 times, and that's been a really, I love being, you know, in different cultures, and yeah, it's, I love traveling, so it's for me, it's a good fit.
You can check out the website, robertlarochemusic.com, and get your hands on the brand new album, Forevermore. It is just some terrific music, and if you're like me, you're going to be listening to it for a while because it's so good you just want to go back and revisit it. Robert, great to talk with you. We wish you much success with the album and out on the road as well, and hope you'll come back and visit with us again sometime down the road.
My absolute pleasure, and thanks so much for your support.
Robert LaRoche with us here on Downtown. 15 minutes after 5 o'clock in the home stretch here of a Thursday edition of the program. Rich Kimball, Carrie Haskell. Tomorrow on the program, our conversations with Herb Alpert, Brian Hyland, Gary Puckett, and singer-songwriter.